know what this is?
Pokemon.
I heard you're a big fan.
I am.
Let's go for it.
Appreciate that, man. That's definitely a good way to start the day. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. So what do we got? Do you know the edition?
Ascended Heroes? I don't know this one. Do you know the pools?
I have no idea.
I've been more into Magic lately than Pokemon, so I've been out of the loop with the modern Pokemon stuff. I'm kind of more old school when it comes to Pokemon.
Well, let's get into it. So do you know the trick? Is it like you take one card?
I think you do this one off, and then I think this is the energy. Yeah.
Yep.
The energy.
There you go. So yeah, show the audience right there. What we got?
You ready?
Ready.
Okay, energy. These are all the commons. And then we're going to get to the rares.
Krokna, okay.
And then I think these are the hits right here.
Right there.
That's one.
That's one right there.
And then this is the hit.
I don't know if that's good or not. I have no idea. I'm
not sure either, honestly. Let us know, fans.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's a good question. I think my mental health, my mental space is definitely important part of being able to show up at work. And I'm definitely big into like hobbies outside of football. I'm really into spear fishing. I'm really into plants and other things like that. And Magic is definitely one of those things where I get to spend time with my brother, my friends, and take my mind a little bit away from work sometimes. So when I do show up to work, I'm kind of clear and ready to go again. Sorry.
Do you have any kind of routine that you're following so close to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm trying to treat it just like every other week. There's a lot of distractions and a lot of stuff going on throughout this week. But, when there's time for me to, enjoy the moment, be in the moment with my teammates, I'm doing that. But then I'm still working on my body. I'm still, hydrating, still working on my diet, still watching film, still doing all the things I would, if I was back home. So. Staying up with it. Thank you.
You've been in the league for a few years now, both Jets, Giants. How does it feel to make it to the big game? How does it change on your routine, your everyday?
Yeah, it means a lot. I've been on two teams now, played on the East Coast my whole career, and then coming over here to Seattle, and then, finally making it to this moment in year 11, it means a lot, and it makes this moment feel even more special because I've been through so much. I've been through so many ups and downs, and, there's a lot of guys on our team that have also had similar journeys to me. Sam Darnold's one of them. DeMarcus Lawrence is another one, and, it means a lot for me and those guys to finally be in this moment. Yes, sir.
How important is it for you guys to get pressure without blitzing?
It's huge. I think it opens up our whole defense. It's the same with the run game. If we can stop the run with two high safety, if we can pass rush with four guys, it opens up the rest of the defense in terms of, when Mike wants to dial up pressures and things like that, it allows him to do those things. And, as a defensive front, we take a lot of pride in being able to stop the run with just four down, being able to rush with just four down.
And the depth you guys have, I think you're the only team of four or five guys with 40-plus pressures. What does it mean, the depth that you guys bring to the table?
I mean, the depth is everything. I think that's what's able to allow us to roll so much this season. We have a plethora of guys that can get after the quarterback, a plethora of guys that can stop the run, and we keep our guys fresh. And leading up to this moment, by now, by 3 or 4 weeks ago, I'm already, really tired of the season, and I'm still feeling pretty fresh right now because of the rotation that we have.
What has DeMarcus brought to this team?
I would say his leadership and also his football instincts. I think I haven't been around a guy like that just has like such a high football instinct. He does a tremendous job of getting after the ball, creating turnovers, creating takeaways, sometimes not even for himself, for the rest of the guys around him. And that's huge for our defense.
So old man brought some juice?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we joke about him being old, but we also call him Crash Out because, for him being an old guy, he's flying around. He's, he's running full speed to the ball every play. And when young guys see that, they have no choice but to have effort on every down. And it breeds a high quality competition amongst the guys. Yes, sir. To me, it's just his passion for the game. I've been talking a lot about how AD's been one of my favorite coaches I've been around. And it's not always about X's and O's and things like that, but it's about the way he cares that, you know, about the man that he's coaching. I think as a player, it allows you to trust the coach when he shows so much passion and thought and care into who's coaching.
What's an example of, like, just a little moment that you guys have shared?
I think an example is, you know, there's times where I can come to him about off the field stuff. Like this year I was dealing with some stuff outside of football, just as a man, as a person navigating through life. And I just, you know, have so much trust in him that I'm able to go to him and he could even give me advice and coaching on the side that's outside of football. And I think small moments like that just build trust.
Has he brought any of his culture to you guys, and is it an interesting experience kind of learning about his background?
Not too much. I think it's like a lot of times like football in the building, but people do joke about his accent and stuff like that all the time. Even still after 2 years, like people like will try to like when he says break it up, like we'll all be in a defensive meeting together with like the corners, linebackers and D-line. And when it's time to break it up, he says like break it up. Like it's like in a funny accent, and like guys till this day is like still mimic him for it. It's pretty funny. Yes, sir. Wow. Yeah, that's a throwback right there, thinking of Mainland High School. Shout out to them. You know, they were a big high school football team. They were in the playoffs for like 20-plus years by the time I got there, and I think now still going. And I think, you know, at the time, like being there was my first time playing football. And I would just say I was really persistent at that time. Even then, even as a young athlete, I found that I was a very persistent person. And that's kind of what got me to this point now. Yeah, thank you.
Leonard, who came up with the name Dark Side Defense?
There was a group of us. We all kind of sit on the same bus. Majority of the defense sits on the same bus 3. And at the back of the bus, it's like me, Jaron Reed, DeMarcus Lawrence, Ernest Jones. And it was like halfway through the season, and we were hearing a lot of comparisons to like Legion of Boom. And I think around that time, we were like, I think it's about time for us to have our own name. And then that's when we kind of came up with the Dark Side.
So how did you come up with the name, though? How did you three?
We were just talking about how, you know, Mike always talks about, you know, people coming to the Pacific Northwest. It's a place where, you know, not many people want to play in that cold, rugged type of weather, a style nobody wants to play and things like that. And we talked about, you know, after the first 3 games of the season, it's pretty much dark in Seattle for the rest of the year. And that's when we came up with the Dark Side.
And how much of an influence has the Legion of Boom had in your defense?
I think, you know, we pay homage to the older guys, the legends that have been here before. They have obviously have a legendary defense, but at the same time, I don't think there's too many similarities. We're our own team. We're our own guys. You know, there's no player on their defense that's on our defense, and I think it's its own entity. What's that?
If you could star in a Super Bowl
commercial,
which one would you
star? Ooh, that's a good one. I would say Head and Shoulders. The last thing that I Googled, I think I was looking up Bruce Irvin's stats last night. Yeah.
Mount Rushmore quarterbacks.
Mount Rushmore quarterbacks. I would say Tom Brady. Joe Namath, Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson. What's up? How you doing?
Good, how you
yes,
doing?
Sir. Good to see you.
Can you give me a story?
Yeah, for me, I would just say, like, the way he is like this, with this one story kind of shows how he is as a professional. You know, when we're on the plane traveling.